Welcome everyone to another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbas and Banter, episode 5 of season 11. And we just want to say happy Nowruz everyone. This week was our new year. Weather was nice and springy here, and except the rain a little bit, but other than that, it was good.
It was the start of spring and we're late for posting this week, and that is my doing. I've been sick this week and I wanted to spare everyone hearing my congestion and my coughing, but it sounds like you're going to have to hear it anyway. Thank you for bearing with us. This episode was exactly what I thought it was going to be, which was very nice. A lot of stuff to talk about.
I know.
So we're late to get onto it, but we're going to talk about it anyway. No, but there was a lot of good stuff in here. So
yeah. Let's
get started.
Shekinah and Sarper, they were on their way to U.S., to California from Turkey. Shekinah was held at the customs because they had to check her. Her face did not match their picture in their passport because of all the surgery she's had. So
yeah, she's got to update.
It's a good thing that they noticed that and they checked that, because otherwise, you know, people could look like anything.
Fraud.
If you don't really check. So they were delayed a little bit, but then they got on the plane. And apparently it took 13 hours from Turkey, from Istanbul, to get to Los Angeles. It was a direct flight. I remember back in the day, I used to take Iran Air flight from New York, from JFK to Tehran. And it took 12 hours. So I can imagine, I guess, you know.
13 hours seems kind of fast to me.
I mean, that was from New York to Tehran, so it's a shorter distance. I don't know if they...
I don't think Turkey to LA seems fast.
The point being that when they got off the plane and they came out, and they were exhausted, Sarper was exhausted. And he says, this flight took 13 hours, and Shekinah took this flight 7 times back and
forth.
Exactly.
So 14 times total, yeah.
Yeah. To come and see me, so she must really love me. And which is true, nobody's going to take a flight that long that many times. It's insane. So they leave the airport, they go to pick up the dogs from Shekinah's multi-million-dollar mansion. I mean, this house is huge.
Friends mansion.
Yeah, friends mansion. Sarper keeps saying, wow, this house is huge. It's beautiful.
He's like, I used to dance in homes like this.
Exactly. For some reason, this friend had a, you know, house cow. I don't know what was that about.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, I am on the internet, like, more than anyone I know in my life. Right. And there is no trend. I have no idea what Shekinah is talking about where she's like, there's this trend. Absolutely not. What internet are you on? I've never seen someone have cows in their house like as a trendy thing. I don't know.
And what are you supposed to do with the cow?
Teach his own.
Can they be trained? I don't know. Can you train them where to poop and all that? Or can they poop anywhere and you have people come and clean it up or something?
I just loved how much Sarper loves animals. Yeah. Like, he was like so... That's how I would have acted. I mean, that cow was so cute.
I would just stay back and say, listen.
Oh, I would have. That cow was adorable. I would have been kissing
it
and everything.
It was a cute cow.
Really cute.
And then they get in the car, in this huge-ass car with, you know, 24 suitcases that she had. They get to her apartment. Before they get there, she says, well, Sarper might be disappointed because my apartment is not as large as his. It just seemed to me when they showed the apartment, it's a good-sized apartment, but she has all these equipment in it. She uses it work, you know, as work space. So downstairs is just all her equipment, you know. It looks she spent a ton of money on them too.
Oh, yeah. Someone posted online that, like, her menu of services, and it was like $300 for, like, a regular hydrofacial.
Right.
That's like double the industry standard, even in places like LA or New York. So I don't know who's going to her, but I was disappointed in her because I love Shekinah and I love Sarper, but, you know, she was saying things like, I don't cook in here because I don't want it to smell because this is my client's
space.
The
kitchen is right there. I mean, there's no way anybody can cook. She is right in a way.
I totally understand that.
You can't cook there
because,
you know, her customer is going to smell the food.
For
or
sure.
Or coffee or whatever. But you got
to
make something.
To not tell Sarper that, to not tell him this until now. Like, you clearly, and also, like, she said that you have to leave while my clients are here because they're not going to be comfortable.
Right.
Where is this man going to go?
So
he said that himself. He's like, where am I going to go?
Yeah, he's going
to
have to
eat outside.
Like,
I wish I had known this sooner. It's not a livable condition at all. It's an office space, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have to leave the apartment, go somewhere, we don't know where, unless they kind of figure out her schedule according to, they have to somehow sync their schedules, like, but if there's nothing to do, then, you know, what is he supposed to do? Go out, sit at the park or somewhere? I don't know.
It was disappointing because you would think that if the roles were reversed, she would have been upset.
Oh, for sure.
So you would think that she would put a little more care or effort into the space, knowing that Sarper is coming all the way from Turkey and leaving his family and all this. Like, you knew all of that.
Right.
I understand she has to work. That's her job. That's her space. But, you know, it works for you. It doesn't work for you and your future husband.
Right.
So,
yeah,
we'll
just
see.
get a place that, you know, you can use, like, has a separate entrance. People can come in. So she
rent a studio and put all your equipment there. And
yeah, for the money that they're going to spend on food eating out all the time, you know, you can have a separate space. But
yeah,
it's going to add up all the money they're going to spend on breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for the both of them.
It's going to be,
you know,
so
it
expensive.
Adds up. So
in LA too, like, that's not
cheap. They're going to have to change something around because that's not. That just doesn't make sense.
Who's next?
Stevie and Matty.
Oh,
this guy has really impressed me. I mean, he's like more mature, like beyond his age. I mean, before the show started, I was worried that, you know, what he could say, he would do. But he's handled himself better than anyone I've seen on 90 Days. Like, you know, the way he approaches everything. The way he looks at, you know, is very positive. He doesn't talk down to anybody. He doesn't brag about anything. And he just, you know, they're driving to, it's him and Stevie driving to her dad's house. And he looks like, you know, he's going to have a heart attack. He's so nervous about meeting her dad and her family. What he says is like, he says, right now in my head, I go, here we go. And good luck proving yourself. And that,
right?
I understand that perfectly, what he said.
Yeah.
Like, you have to constantly, when you are an immigrant and you weren't born here, you were an immigrant, and you have to constantly show and prove yourself that, you know, you are worth it. You are someone that they could trust, someone that you can do much better than everybody else. You always have to be better. You have to always prove yourself. You have to be great at what you do, you know. Be truthful, be honest with people, and show that you're a team member all the time, only because of the fact that you're an immigrant.
Yeah.
You know, I understood that perfectly. I do that to this day. I've been here. I've lived here for 50 years. You know, so I know what it's like.
That feeling never goes away, I guess.
Never
goes
away.
Feeling like you need to...
To this day.
Prove, like, I speak English well, guys.
Right.
I am smart.
In the back of your mind,
competent.
You're always thinking, this is, you know, I have to pronounce words right, or they're going to think that I have an accent, and then they're going to ask me where, what, and, you know, ask me about... Which country, what religion?
More judgment to
follow
that.
They're like in trouble. because then you have to go back and, you know, just try to defend everything that you are, everything that were instilled in you to someone right. who's not, who's only seen from, you know, in on TV from your culture and in politics and all that nonsense. And
I think all things considered, Stevie's dad turned out to be just who I thought he was going to be, which is obviously someone with preconceived notions. I knew, I was like, he's just going to have to meet Matthew and then
exactly.
he'll start yeah. to. And it happened so much faster than I thought. Yeah. Like by the end of the by the end of the time that they were there, he was like, I like this guy. Yeah. And I was like, what? I thought you were going to give him the third degree for a little bit longer, but right. it was like, it just goes to show what I say all of the time. It's like, remember my web series, What You Know? That was the whole concept of right. it. It was about mm-hmm. Iranian Americans and stuff. One of the people I interviewed, Shiva, she was amazing. And she was right. like, it's really hard to hate someone once you get to know them.
Exactly.
And it's just a fact. It's like, I have to constantly have like compassion mm-hmm. for people who are ignorant while also being angry because they say racist things and they vote for racist people and racist policies.
Right.
We can't go and befriend every single ignorant racist person in this country. But when it does happen,
right.
it's a lovely thing. It seemed like he came around pretty quickly.
Yeah, he even brought on the topics like, you know, death to America and you know,
you never done that, right?
He says that he didn't agree with that, and Dad says, "Let's go have some dinner then."
Yeah, he's like, "Okay, so it's settled. Yeah. All right, you like s'mores?
Let's go get some mac and cheese now."
You know, I think he just didn't know and didn't know what yeah, to expect.
It all comes from the fact the way Matty handles himself.
Yeah, he did a great job. I'm giving credit to him.
Wonderful
too,
job. You know, just like, yeah. you know.
Stayed calm, yeah. answered everything truthfully.
Even when he says, you know, Stevie's dad says that, oh, we got pork here. How about pork? And instead of him saying that, get old.
That's haram. We don't eat that. Yeah.
Crazy, the rabbit hole of, you know, halal and this and that. And he just said, my parents always told me not stay away from that.
And the dad was says, like, I respect that. Yeah, he was exactly. like, you listen to your parents. I respect right. that.
You're just nice and calm and, you know, cool about it. And,
he didn't, the thing about Mahdi that's nice, he doesn't, it's, you said it already. He doesn't put any judgment on anything.
Right. And the other thing that he said that was perfect. Stevie's dad asks him directly, the reason that you're here, is it for green card or is it that you love our daughter?
Right.
And he gave him the perfect answer. He said that I could say anything you want me to say, but the only person that could answer that question is Stevie. And yeah. all he can say that he loves her more than anyone else in his life.
Yeah.
You never heard this from any of these couples ever.
No, and he's 26.
And he's only 26.
He's so young.
Yeah.
Like, he set the bar so high.
Exactly.
That I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm right. like, please don't secretly be horrible.
I know.
But he did a fantastic job. Yeah. And I think one of the other things, too, that I didn't realize, maybe they didn't share it until this episode. But I think that was that her brother that was there?
Yeah, that was Stevie's brother.
He was like, you speak English really well. And he was like, I teach English.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I didn't know that. I thought he was, I guess he learned English through courses with Stevie. But right. that's probably why he, it's not just his pronunciation. Like he understands certain American or English colloquialisms and stuff. And he uses them very comfortably. Right. So.
Because Stevie's brother was surprised, you know, that he didn't hear much accents, you know, on Maddie's part.
Which is upsetting to me, too, because it's like, would you have thought about him differently if he had an accent, poor guy? Like,
I know, but
how many people
shocked,
do you know can speak another language fluently without an accent?
When I first came here, I had to not have Iranian friends because I wanted to be able to speak English the way Americans speak English. So I denied myself that right and that fun that I could have had. And I had to, you know, immerse myself in classes and talking to other people and watch TV like constantly to, you know, all these shows day in, day out, and just to pick up certain things that are ingrained in the culture and the language. But some people don't care.
All right, next.
All right, so next we go to, you want to do Mark and Mina, or you want to do
Mina? Let's do Mark and Mina.
They flew from New Hampshire to Carolinas to meet family. I mean, they're...
Okay.
Go ahead.
I haven't addressed this in previous episodes I thought that my eyes were deceiving me, but I have double checked and triple checked. They keep using the stroller as a car seat.
Yeah.
It's like, that is so unsafe. If they get into an accident, the child will not survive.
Stick the
in the car. Stroller? In the car, in the plane, car. They put the stroller. Could be one
of those strollers that you can detach the seat from.
No, but that's not a car seat.
No.
It's not a car seat. And it's insane to me. It is so dangerous. These two are like, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if Mina is depressed or something, and that's why she's not like caring about certain safety things with her daughter.
No, she's
I'm
French.
Trying to give benefit of the doubt, but
that's all.
Yeah, maybe it's a French thing. I don't know.
It is a French thing.
You own a plane, Mark, but you can't buy a car seat?
No.
Car seat is what? $200?
Right.
You guys left your child in the plane.
Yeah, they
forgot your kid in the plane.
He lands the plane. They go to the Uber and they forget the baby in there.
They're like, where's our kid?
I thought you were getting it. No, I thought you were getting it. Like, what is wrong with you people?
I can't. Like, I just like the gross negligence of the stroller being used as a car seat is insane. But anyway, so then they get into the Uber and they start chit-chatting. And then it's revealed that Mark shared the entire jacuzzi conversation with Jordan, which is so, like, ridiculous. Why would you do that? Mina, for whatever, he's stupid. It's like, Jordan does not need to know about, like, marital conversations that you're having. Mina is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. She should be able to talk to her husband in confidence and know that he's not going to run his daughter.
Right.
And share every single detail of what they spoke about.
Right.
Because, Mark, you're f***ing stirring the pot here.
Exactly.
Why did you need to go and tell your daughter, oh, she called you a snake. What are you going to do about it? What? Because Mina is like, you know, she has feelings about it. I get it.
Right.
But she was like, I didn't know that she was going to know how I felt. And now I feel awkward. I don't want to be here.
All right.
So then finally they get there and... I was like, how the tables have turned.
Right.
I was wrong.
Right.
I thought I was defending Jordan this whole time.
Right.
And Jordan is trash, we discovered.
Well.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
If somebody tells you that the third person has called you a snake, how would you react? Would you be nice?
Who else called her a snake?
About it?
No.
You're going to come and
hop. Who else called her a snake? No. That's not what I'm talking about.
What?
I'm talking about the fact that there's a precious 2-year-old here and you can't even be bothered to give her a hug.
Yeah, that I noticed. Yeah. She couldn't.
How cold and disgusting are you? What does the 2-year-old have to do with any of this? The 2-year-old is your half sister.
Right.
She's a child. She's a baby.
Yeah.
You can't be bothered to give her love and show her love.
Yeah, pick her up.
What is wrong with you?
And then you can argue what you want. But they kept showing.
She's cute.
Are
you jealous of a 2-year-old?
I know.
This weirdo. And what has Jordan starts? You're right. She comes out the gate starting intense because Mark has wound her up, which was so unnecessary.
Right.
But Jordan is like, it just feels like this is your new family. You don't care about us. And I'm like thinking to myself, from what we have seen, Mark is really involved with his adult kids.
Right.
So I'm like, what is happening? Like, what did Mark do to make Jordan feel like he's abandoning his kids because
right.
he's literally down here to see you and spend time with you and
right.
help you foster a relationship to blend this family. He's not doing a good job of it.
Right.
But she was adamant. She's so jealous of this new child, this right. poor baby who's just like, didn't ask to be here.
Exactly.
And Mina, who, all things considered, was very kind to Jordan in the beach scene. Okay. Right. Jordan is saying things like to Mark in front of Mina as if Mina is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So disrespectful. And then she goes on and on about like, you're just here for this and that. And it's like, there are so many things going wrong with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But a big fuck up that happened uh-huh. that was Mark sharing the thing
right.
that Mina said. Because if that didn't, because I kept going back to that because I was like, if he had just kept his mouth shut,
right.
there would have been an opportunity for them to try exactly. to build a relationship.
Right.
Jordan is valid in saying that when she came over there, whatever, she felt like Mina wasn't trying to build a relationship with them.
Right.
I get that. I can see how that happened. Exactly. That was mistake number one.
Right.
But then nothing, no fostering of a relationship happened between them.
Right.
Which Mark is the bridge. He has mm-hmm. to help create environments where they can yeah, be on did, equal he, footing yeah, and talk opposite. To each other. Yeah, he did the opposite.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, you cannot control your dad.
Right.
She keeps being like, well, it's not what I pictured for you. Well, okay, well, too f***ing bad. I'm sorry that you're upset that your parents got a divorce and you wanted your dad to remarry an older woman, but he didn't.
Right.
And this is the situation. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like either you stop talking to your dad because you disagree right. with his life choices, or if you want to stick around, try to foster a good relationship with these people.
Right.
Because sticking around and just, you know, being a stick in the mud and just being rude and immature is a really bad look. Right. And it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I think she did come in hot and heavy and because of the things probably her dad told her. But on the flip side of the coin is that what she said about Mina marrying someone who's almost 60 and wanting to have multiple kids, that is a valid question. Like, why would you marry somebody? For sure,
but when it's coming out of Jordan's mouth and she has all these other flaws,
right.
her argument doesn't stand. She looks like an idiot.
So
like,
you could have asked that question normally. Yeah, wedding, that's all.
So I'm not on any team per se because they're both extremely flawed, but this provided such a different perspective. Like, I really thought that Jordan was like a mature and cordial person and she right. got offended, but she's going to do her best to try to like,
right.
No,
no, none of that.
No,
I'm definitely, don't put me on Mark's team at all. I think he's,
Mark is he like, must be one of the dumbest... guys, what do I do? Oh, I messed up guys.
In the series, I guess in all of 90 like, days, I can't remember an anybody dumber than him, you know. I mean, Lauren seems like, you know, he's a genius compared to Mark, you know? The only thing Mark can do is fly
planes. Lauren has so many more redeeming qualities compared to Mark. I don't know, at least he's easygoing,
exactly,
and down for anything.
He just has a shitload of money, that's all.
Yeah,
which plays into how Jordan is behaving, because, you know, dad dies in 10, 20 years, yeah. you know, then the money's going to be split four ways.
Saying the same thing.
It's weird.
How
I mean,
much money does Mark have?
Not only like... that, it just seems weird to her that, you know, she's going to have her baby, if she has a child in a year or two, is going to be same age as her sibling.
Oh, it's totally weird. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not weird, but I'm just saying right. like, if that's your issue, unfortunately, it's not your life. So either if you have a problem with it, I don't know. I'm very all or nothing with this. I don't know why. I'm very like, get off the pot. Like, either have a relationship with your dad and try to make it work or leave. Like, there doesn't make sense to sit there and just be whining and not trying to be solution oriented. Yeah, you're just sitting there complaining.
Exactly. I mean, Mina is not the best person that you would want to
no
like, They're more trouble ahead. I mean, either that or, you know, they'll all have the wedding and Jordan shows up and everything will be fine, you know, once the drama is over.
We'll see. I just feel like...
Yeah, we'll find out.
I just felt Jordan was very immature. Mark is
dumb. That's all we wanted to
say. Mark is dumb. Jordan's immature.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Our favorite thruple. No?
Oh my god!
So
dude, you're right. They are so obsessed with telling people that they're a thruple.
Exactly.
They go to the hotel and the guy's like, "Do you need an extra bed?" Or something. Like, "No, weed zone." Want to guess why? The guy's like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, no one cares, bro. The guy was literally like, "Okay, great." Like, he literally was like, "Good for whatever. You." Okay, bye.
Just give me a tip and I'm out of here.
So this was all just a really good example of what not to do if you're in a thruple. Granted, right. I have friends who are in open relationships. They only work if you have a set of moral guidelines and rules.
Right.
They don't work if you go in there willy-nilly like, oh, well, I just figured you were there so we could, the two of us could have sex because you were there or whatever. Like some dumb shit like that. It's like, that's not really how that works. Like, you guys need to talk, or maybe just as the main couple who's bringing in a third person, like, how do we want to organize this? Right. What are our rules? What are our no-goes? What are things that we're okay with? Like, it seems like they haven't talked about any of that. And I was surprised because you're considering getting a divorce to bring this woman to come to America. And you haven't even come up with a f-ing rule about intimacy?
Right.
Like, that seems like the base level thing that you should be doing.
I know. And yeah. They were just like, he says, well, Amini was sick and Ani was there and we just had sex. You know? I didn't know the rules. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy doesn't give a shit. No. I thought the internet also agrees with this thing that, like, that tattoo on his back. Is it supposed to be? There's a tattoo on his back they showed of, like, a male hand with a woman's hand on top of it.
Is it?
And I was thinking to myself, I was like,
I just noticed the tattoos on his chest of
the footprint. Of the baby feet. Ew, it's like, why would you put them there? That seems kind of like sexual. I don't know.
Exactly.
Anyway, the hand, they all have horrible tattoos, but the hand and the hand, I was like, is that supposed to be a tattoo of his hand? If the whole point is to have your wife's hand on you, why wouldn't you just tattoo your wife's hand
right
on your back instead of
exactly
right? Your hand and then her hand on top of it on top of your back.
I know. But the other thing that I wrote down was about Amini saying that born in Tunisia, she had to hide a lot of stuff from other people. And then when she asked about Ani's family knowing about them, and Ani says that, oh, well, my brother thinks that Matt is my boyfriend and you're just my friend. She criticizes Ani for that. It's like, you just said that you hid so many things from your own culture.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. Like, you should have sympathy for someone else who also doesn't feel safe sharing.
She's not American, so she's not going to think like it's no big deal. Obviously, her family are, you know, could be, you know.
Conservative.
Yeah. And I think at one point she says, my dad goes to church like every day. Something like that. It's just like, she just thinks about herself and nobody else.
She seems like a narcissist.
Yeah.
That's a buzzword everybody likes to use. But just based off of what happened in the episode of her being like, wait, you didn't ask me permission first or this or that, where I guarantee if the roles were reversed, she wouldn't mind at all. She wouldn't ask Matt for permission.
Yeah.
It seems like this is doomed to fail.
Yeah, I think
it's pretty obvious.
It seems like Amini is more into Matt than Ani. I mean, I'm sorry, Ani is more into Matt than Amini.
100%. Well, it seems like Amani is into her, but not, or sorry, Amini.
Well, he keeps saying all these Matt names are so Amini, familiar. So that's why I say Amini. From the beginning, they said Amani, and then he keeps calling her just like, what was her name? Magna and Magma. We have this.
How could you forget Magna?
And Magda.
Anyway, these three, I don't see them succeeding. Seems like there's some two point, they can't handle this. Meet
the family. They're going to have to. This was a nice, it looked like a nice resort, by the way, they went to. And they're going to have to drive back from Ensenada back to Tijuana and then fly from Tijuana to Guadalajara. Because that's
Guadalajara.
Like, Guadalajara. Because that's like, yeah. You know, just, you know, it's a few hours, you know, plane ride.
Should we move on to Jessica and Juan?
Yeah, that was a short one. I mean, that was the funniest part of the show was, I mean, the friend still crying from, you know, from Juan not from telling last the episode. Friend. And then Juan comes out of the bar like he was, you know, he didn't tell the friend that, you know, he had an affair with someone else. And then right. Juan comes out of the bar and they talk to him and he says, why is she crying? She's not even my fiance. He's right.
He's like, what the fuck is going on?
He says, does she want my phone number too?
That woman is really unwell.
Yeah.
And it's scary because I think that like a lot of women are in relationships, friendships
right.
with women, and they don't even realize like your friend should not care more than you do exactly. about an affair. And exactly what I had guessed was more than likely Jessica and Juan already worked through this, which is what Jessica confirmed. She's like, we already talked through it. Uh-huh. Like, that's why I'm fine with it. And she was freaking out. The friend was freaking out. I was like, this is giving like single white female, like she wants to like wear Jessica's skin or something. Right. Like, relax. It's going to be okay. Or those friends that like, they just want, they have like a weird tension with their friend and they just want their friend to be single.
Right.
Because like they want to have the closest relationship to that friend. It just made me so uncomfortable. And
my
I was like,
question is, why didn't Jessica tell her friend about this? Like you knew about it.
That he confirmed that he had an affair?
Juan, but you didn't tell your best friend
she's
that
probably
this happened?
Scared of the friend. The friend is scary. Because you want to know why? Because the friend probably would have been like, you have to leave him. He cheated right. on you. She would have been like pushy about that. And Jessica already knew. I don't know what, I don't know if David was born yet or not at this
yeah.
point.
I know she didn't
of the affair.
Yeah.
Like the friend would probably be really pushy. I think that she's scared of her friend.
But the way he wants this, she's not even my fiance. It's like, why am I explaining myself to a stranger?
Yeah,
I mean,
she
was Jessica
really
is
upset.
The one that's supposed to forgive me, not her friend.
Anyway,
and it happened that Jessica had the ex-boyfriend at her place during that time period, and he started questioning that.
Yeah, it's like, Juan,
and she was like,
relax over here.
You had an affair and I didn't. Now you're questioning me. It just
what do you think is worse?
I don't know.
What do you think is worse? People listening, comment on the podcast. What do you think is worse? Cheating with a stranger or catching feelings for your ex while you're still in a relationship and then inviting the ex over? Which one's worse?
Well, I would say the ex is worse because there were feelings at some point. If it's just a yeah. stranger, it's just physical. But with an ex, it's physical as well as emotional.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree.
So you're more involved with that person. The possibility of something reigniting again.
I thought it was stupid for Juan to be like, how dare you? It's like, you cheated on her. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because he's,
I know that they're different, yeah. but it's like, really? Like, you're going to be particular about it now?
Yeah, because the friend gave him a hard time. Now he wants to get back at Jessica. It's like, yeah, you know, your friend just, you know, tortured me, investigated me, and, you know, question me about everything. Now I'm going to give it back to you because your friend is gone. Now you're the only person in the car with me. So let's have it. And I'm smelling, you know, cow poop all the way to home. I got to say something. Sean, I think the final couple. Yeah, Sean and Aaliyah. It was a short segment. It wasn't long. It was Sean meeting with her, with his mom, and they discussed, you know, Aaliyah getting the visa from the embassy, which surprisingly went very well, and they treated her fine, and they changed all the documents to Aaliyah, so, you know, she was happy about that. And Sean was not, you know, he's not sure about, you know, involving the kids, because kids are grown. They, you know, he doesn't care. He says he's comfortable where he is now. He doesn't have to prove himself to, you know, his family regarding Aaliyah. And Aaliyah is worried that Sean might react differently toward her now that she's a trans woman. So that was pretty much it with Sean and Aaliyah.
Yeah, I think I don't have too much to say about it, but I'm definitely curious to see what his kids are like, because
I know they didn't show. They might.
They were talking about them like they were like evil. Like, his mom was like, really, your kids are gonna be okay with that? Oh my god, like, what are his kids gonna say?
Right. Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
They don't know. They were kind of building it up.
They might not be want to be in the show.
I don't know. They were hyping it up like these kids are like really nasty. But I was really glad to see those two moms, Sean's mom and Aaliyah's mom, seemed to be really lovely women. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice. Worried about Aaliyah, I still stand by what I said earlier. I can imagine that going through a transition like this, like, you need to be able to be selfish and focus on yourself.
Right.
And I think the complication of a relationship, moving to another country, getting married in 90 days is just like so much pressure. Right.
Too many things.
And I think we may see that. We may see what happens when that pressure kind of gets too much to handle.
Exactly, yeah. That's about it. That's we pretty much went through everybody, and well, thanks everyone for listening, and
and
hope you join us again next week. And it's gonna be episode 6. It's gonna be fun.
Keep on listening.
Happy Nowruz and
happy spring. Happy New Year.
Nowruz Mubarak.
Be well.
Eid to Mubarak, and have a happy and healthy New Year.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.